The following commentary is from Bloomberg Opinion.
Medicare for All will always be a tough sell for unions. I'm Max Neeson, a columnist for Bloomberg Opinion. One of the few notable healthcare exchanges in this week's Democratic debate focused on unions, which have a lot of power in Nevada and other key states. Candidates assailed Bernie Sanders for his support of Medicare for All, accusing him of threatening hard-won union coverage. He responded by claiming that he'd never sign a bill that cuts benefits. Both sides are right. A single-payer system would eliminate union plans built with decades of effort. It would replace them, however, with even more generous coverage. Picking a side isn't straightforward, even for groups that have a good deal under the current system. Unions have good coverage, but still feel the brunt of ever-rising costs as provider and drug prices increase. Time spent negotiating health benefits come at the expense of efforts to improve wages. Medicare for All offers improvements. Its new government-run coverage would have no out-of-pocket costs at all, and unions could focus on other priorities. Still, it's a smaller step forward for many union members, so trade-offs matter more. The plan requires significant tax increases, and cost control efforts could affect the quality of care. Unions bargain hard for decent medical benefits. They'll be hard-pressed to surrender them for an unfamiliar alternative, which complicates the equation for choosing a Democratic nominee. I'm Max Neeson. For more opinion, please go to Bloomberg.com/opinion or OPIN Go on the Bloomberg terminal.
This has been Bloomberg Opinion.